AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says there's a good reason his life is getting an unprecedented level of scrutiny right now. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
There are a lot of people who are very threatened, and then, you know, they've seen the recent head-to-head polling against Hillary and how well I do, and, you know, they're worried. There's no question about it.
Carson questions whether the issues dogging him over his autobiography are important to the nation's search for the next president. GOP rival Donald Trump was asked about Carson on ABC's This Week. He says he sees no similarity in his use of hyperbole and how Carson describes his own personal history.
I don't know what he's doing. I mean, I don't know. I can say that I never tried to hit my mother in any way, shape, or form.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was also on ABC's This Week. He said Middle East Muslim countries should be the ones with boots on the ground fighting the Islamic State group.
America can't do it all, and we need an international coalition. Russia should be part of it. UK, France, the entire world supporting Muslim troops on the ground, fighting for the soul of Islam and defeating this terrible ISIS organization.
The cave-in of a restaurant parking lot in Mississippi has swallowed 12 cars. Meridian Fire Battalion Chief Jimmy Stockton says it wasn't because of a sinkhole.
There's a large drain pipe or culvert beneath the parking lot of the IHOP. And it apparently collapsed, causing, you know, the ground to give way.
No one was reported hurt when the ground gave way last night. For the second day in a row, a train is derailed in Wisconsin. Canadian Pacific Railway freight train carrying crude oil derailed today and prompted some evacuations. It says there are at least 10 cars that derailed in Waterton. This is AP Radio News. There's a new number one team in the Associated Press college football poll.
For the first time this season, Ohio State is not the top team in the Associated Press top 25 football poll. The Buckeyes, who won Saturday to improve to 9-0, have been replaced by Clemson. The Tigers, who are also unbeaten after nine games, received 31 first-place votes after beating Florida State. The Buckeyes received 26 first-place nods and are 29 points behind the Tigers. The third-ranked school is Alabama, with Baylor fourth and Oklahoma State fifth. Bama and Baylor were each given two first-place votes by the voters. This is Jack Briggs.
A storm brewing in the Pacific has forecasters warning of possible severe weather, including tornadoes, in the nation's midsection Wednesday. They say Arkansas and Missouri are the most likely targets. A Storm Prediction Center map shows parts of Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi could also be affected. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.